Jesus, Jesus. This is how I fight my battles. position of prayer right now. So if that means to remain standing, if that means seating, if that means kneeling, whatever that is, I ask that you go into a moment of prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this moment.
Thank you.
We're thankful that whatever battles that we are going through, God, you have already armed us to be able to win, God. You've armed us with your love. You've armed us with your mercy, with your grace, Heavenly Father. And even if we think that we can't win, you know that we can. Because you never give up on us, God. You love us unconditionally, even when we turn away, God. So thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this room, God, to be surrounded by people that love you. And even for those that don't know you fully, make yourself known to them today, Heavenly Father. Let them know that you care. Let them know that they have someone that is always looking out for them, God. Let them know that they can fight their battles. And even when they feel surrounded, God, they are surrounded by you.
This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight my battles.
Skies are raging, the ground is shaking. I'm not giving way, the clouds will part again. You are sovereign, Lord above the storm. I'm not worried, you're right here through it all. I know you are for me. I know you are with me. The God of more than enough is living inside of me. I know you are for me. I know you are with me. The God of more than enough is living inside of me. storm is raging. You don't move, you don't move. You hold steady. Yes, you hold steady, God. And when I can't find the words to say, you're the voice that roars to life inside of me. You roar to life inside of me, God. Oh, thank you for being such a good father, for being such a good father. The world that calls me out, the world that calls me out, they say that I know that you're the one who can do it, because you call. Such a good father. It makes me wanna.
All right, today's scripture reading is from Psalm 150. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness.
Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with trombone and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe.
Praise him with the clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Let us give praise indeed. Yes. So I got to thank the worship band because you people are just rocking it out. I mean, every week. Melinda Hale, I love you so much. And I love all of the worship band, let me tell you. But Melinda Hale, we were doing some serious praying when we started this, right? That's right. And I'm so glad that you're on this journey with me along with the other leaders of this campus. So, and it's a marvelous blessing that they give us this gift, and we give praise for that. And it is a blessing. It is a blessing also, and I need to bring this forward because we do have a church website, and on that website is an opportunity to listen to a podcast, and you can hear that music again. Yes. And you can also listen to my message, but it's really the music that you want to listen to now. This, my friends, is a day of praise. And during the question of the day, we did a brief focus on that subject of praise. And I'm going to now place emphasis on the scripture that was read because I especially felt led today with that scripture and for this particular worship service for our very first birthday celebration. And just so you know, this morning's message is going to be a little shorter than normal. It's just about half of what I usually, the usual timing. So I know some of you might give shouts of praise over that. So, but I was really praying about this, and when I talked to Melinda, and we really felt the Spirit leading us to have more of a music-centric praise party today. And so but Psalm 150, my friends, is a significant tie-in to this day because it's a praise reminder for us. For today, indeed, is a praise party to acknowledge that we are ultimately in the presence of the Holy Spirit, being at the behest of the Holy One's guidance and following Jesus, because we are Jesus followers, as he leads us to expected and unexpected places. And as Christians, and what I'm about to say is extremely important, praise isn't about us. It's about God. It is about the majestic, good, and gracious one who is truly mighty, the true source and object of our thanksgiving. And we'd be remiss in not showing gratitude for our rebirth and new life and new birth here at Harmony Toluca Lake and giving praise for our transformation and continuing transformation as a community of faith. Because now you see, we're growing up. One is behind and we're moving on to two. Now, I want you to turn, if you have your Bibles or you're looking at your Bible apps, I'm going to refer back to Psalm 150 for a bit. And so if you have those, take a look at it. Because it's a very interesting tight content that is within Psalm 150. It is about who is to be praised. It is about where to praise. It is about the why to praise. It is about the how to praise and the who is to praise, all of that in those short verses. And at the very outset, boom, psalmist is ready to go, and he's telling us this is the imperative call to praise God, praise the Lord. That is the who is to be praised. And to praise God where? Well, in the sanctuary. Well, duh, right? Sanctuary, that's easy. But the call doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop in the sanctuary, does it? No, it tells us to go full out. It's directing us to praise the giver of all good and wonderful things and all those gifts throughout the world. What starts local, what starts right here, is to be spread beyond these walls. It is a global effect. Now, it's in verse 2 that we see the reason to give praise. Here's the why. Why do we give praise? Because of God's acts of power. The Holy One's mighty deeds and surpassing greatness. That's the reason why we give praise. And bottom lining it for us, that is sufficient enough. Is it not? God's great acts, right? And then we get into verse 3. This is the Nimona moment. This is what I call the Nimona moment, because right here, it's the fun part. Yeah, it's the how. It is the how to praise. Because what's praise without music, right? The psalmist starts off bold, right off with the sound of a trumpet. You can't miss that sound. And it's followed by these other musical instruments. But why was I thinking of Nimona? Because you see, notice something that's in verse 4. Because right smack dab in the middle of this symphony of music is in the addition of praising the source of all that we have and we are, there's some dance. There is some dance, right, girl? Now, you talk about excitement. Not only do we have some musical rhythm, we've got some physical rhythm. Yes. And to dance, you got to move your bodies. When you dance, it means we're engaged. When you dance, it means we're connected, right? Well, you can't cut loose if you're Mr. or Miss Grumpy, right? No. When you have singing and you have this the music playing and you add in that mix of dance, that is nothing but ultra positivity. And here's one other thing. It's a did you know, and every now and then I like to throw in a did you know. Well, this is a good one for you. Did you know that when Israel celebrated victories, that it was the women who came forth with the tambourines, and it was the women who danced? Now, why is this noteworthy? Because back in the first century, where were the women? They were lowly, right? But no, no, no. This psalmist is saying none of that. The women are included here. It is important for the women to be in this call to praise. This is not just a guy thing. This is an everybody thing. Amen? So you have piece by piece all these instruments that are being brought forth. And it's in celebration. And then there's that last one. There is nothing like that last one, because it is the special emphasis. It's got that extra oomph. It's the clashing of cymbals, right? Woo, right there. And then verse 6 brings it on home. Full throttle. Because it is when the call for every living creature, every living being, everything that breathes, to join in the praise to the Most High. That power is contained within the music and the singing and the dance, and it comes together simultaneously with all creation, and it is released with an amazing hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Now, what do we learn here in this scripture? That we are called to praise God, because by doing so, it connects us to the fountain of life. It connects us to the fountain of love, and it connects us to one another. That is so important. Praise embraces us. Praise leads us and builds us up. Praise, it takes us on, and it refreshes us and it renews us. We're talking about the type of praise that it brings in and touches our whole selves. It is our bodies, minds, and spirit, but most importantly, my friends, it's our heart. It is our hearts. Sometimes we lift up our hands. Sometimes we're down on our knees. Sometimes we're singing passionately. Sometimes we're out there and we joyfully clap our hands. Sometimes we're out there dancing. Sometimes we're speaking the word. But ultimately, it is the offering of our whole lives to the maker of heaven and earth. Our jubilant, humble praise to God, and all of this is a joy-filled recounting of all that has been given to you and to me and what has all been done. We're offering back our appreciation to our eternal Mother, Father, God for His mighty works on our behalf and for her goodness, mercy, love, and grace. Now, here's a question for you, though. What's the first thing that we should be doing every morning when we wake up? Now, for some, you might have to have that morning cup of coffee beforehand. But still, that's the question. What should we be doing first thing when we wake up? Well, I say it's to praise God. Now, that's the first thing that should happen, right? And it's easy to do that when you're good, I'm good, praise Jesus, right? But sometimes we feel like we just don't have it. We just don't have it in us. I'm whooped. I got nothing for you, top dog. Or maybe you feel like the Holy One has let you down. I hear that sometimes God is just letting me down. Or sometimes I hear this, you know what? God, I just don't hear God. I don't feel God. I feel like God is universes away, several universes away, right? Or sometimes those storm clouds, you feel like they're surrounding you and you see these lightning bolts and they're so frightening and you hear that roar of thunder. I get it. Been there, know that. Nevertheless, my friends, it is in these down moments, even in the lowest of the lows, especially there when we need to, we must give praise to our refuge and strength. Because when we do that, we proclaim our faith in the one who unconditionally loves us, wants the best for us, who is going to see us through, that no matter the darkness, there is a light, and that light is known as Jesus, right? That light gets us through that darkness, and it is a light that is never extinguished, amen? Praise, you see, praise, it takes it off of us. It puts it on God, right? And that is our Redeemer and Deliverer. But oh man, our heads and our hearts, they just don't want to align. It's like WrestleMania. Yet, when we can align our hearts and our heads, and we can place our trust in God, that's when transformation occurs. That's when hope is found. That's when we know. Okay, we're now in the home stretch. Here we go. It's on this day of celebration at this praise party. I got two invitations for you, because what's a praise party without an invitation, right? So here's one invitation. The invitation is to deepen your relationship with God. And then do it. And that invitation includes quite a number of opportunities here at Harmony Toluca Lake. Jen has told you about it earlier. It's listed in the worship bulletin. You can find that on the website. And I really have got to give this is a big opportunity about to happen for this community, is these community small groups. Take advantage of that. And the second invitation is to open yourself up to God, to praise the light of the faithful. Whenever, however, you know, whenever, however, wherever, just expand it. Expand it from this worship setting that's so easy. It's easy to do it in here. But expand it into every aspect and area of your life. It is so important, because when you do this, that's when your inner light, what I would call the Christ light, that light shines. And you know what happens when that light shines? It's happened for some of you. Others see that light. Others see the light, and they ask you, what's something's different about you? What's going on? And you don't realize it. Because you see, my friends, they're asking that because there's this tremendous hunger in the world. There is this tremendous hunger in the world that's so vast, so deep, so wide, and so deep, that it's beyond our scope. It's beyond the scope of thinking, because this world, whether it wants to admit it or not, desperately hungers for God's love, to know it and to experience it. So now, what's the key to both of those invitations that are extended to you? Is to accept them, and just to just take them, do them. But all you got to do is just take it one step at a time. You don't have to go whole hog. You don't have to go after all of it. Not at all at once. Because boy, aren't we really good at overcomplicating things? And it's that simple. Because if you accept, and I want you to accept these invitations, what you're also doing is not only about you, it's also you're accepting of these invitations, actually, you're inviting others to experience that too. That then we're all in the kingdom of God, that we're experiencing that together. That's when the praise party is really getting going. So on this day, and as a reminder for each day, let's celebrate, let's rejoice, let's unabashedly just give out and live out our praise to and for God. Let's follow what Psalm 34 tells us. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in form in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, Harmony. And let us exalt his name together. Let's fully live into the transformation of this world through the inclusive love of Jesus. What do you say, Harmony, Toluca Lake? What do you say? Praise the Lord. What do you say? Praise the Lord. What do you say? Praise the Lord. Yes.
I was blind, now I see in color.
Why don't you stand and pass the peace of Christ with your neighbor before we do this last song together? Thank you so much for coming out and celebrating our first birthday with us. Fellowship Hall.